Radio. Welcome to my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, featuring my castmates Veronica Escobar Winters and Ty Jordan. All season long, we'll be discussing real topics that matter to you from a real and free perspective: spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in live at 323-693-3043 or by clicking on the link posted on my Sade Champagne social media pages. You can always listen back on demand and download every episode on iTunes. Spirit and Soul. Spirit and Soul. Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio.
Good evening, everyone. That was India Ari with Soul Bird Ride. Welcome to the premiere of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul, with Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio. Thank you to the phenomenal TK for helping me to create and produce our theme song. You'll be hearing more of my work with him throughout this year and many years to come. And thank you so much to Kata Mafiaso from Grind Hard Radio for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. This 13-episode, 60-minute long show will focus on spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being, and is the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering project I have ever taken on. I will be sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe, and why I believe this way, sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxiety, depression, panic, and so much more. We'll be speaking life to you and your dreams, encouraging your heart, and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout the season. Every episode will be available on iTunes. Search Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I'm so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you are tuning in from around the globe. All episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional treasure finder. I find the gold and treasure that is already in every person, and I point it out. I do this however I feel led in my heart, through my voice, music, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I am a receiver and giver of grace. I'm very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. The title of tonight's episode is My Journey to Grace, Healing, and Love. My Journey to Grace, Healing, and Love. I'll begin sharing my story of how I first met God and what faith and spirituality mean to me. You'll get to know my castmates, certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker, Veronica Esquivel Winters, who also leads the Wellness Made Simple segment on my other radio show, The Sade Champagne Show, and also Grace Professor, functional medicine practitioner, speaker, and entrepreneur, Ty Jordan, who will be joining us throughout the season. Also, I will start introducing some of our segments, including Story Time, Words of Life, Who Said That, and Celebration Break. At the end of every episode, I'll be taking your prayer requests and praying for any additional needs I feel on my heart for you. Someone is going to win a free copy of my dear friend and one of my mentors, Melissa Joy Wood's Eliminating Fear book. Stay tuned in and follow my Facebook and Twitter pages to see how you can win. My Power of a Dream Tour is always booking new shows and performances. This winter, we will be in San Luis Obispo, Ventura County, Orange County, Kern County, L.A. County, Fresno, and more. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring Power of a Dream Tour or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. Once again, that's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. For more details, check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see our full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who has been sharing, subscribing, and watching all of my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going into the recording studio very soon with TK, whom you heard earlier from my theme song. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne, GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I will be live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, or hashtag Spirit Soul or GHR to join in the conversation. Thank you so much to everyone who always tweets me, Facebooks me, Instagrams me, YouTube me, emails me every single week. Your support amazes me. We're going to get right into our first segment, story time. This is where I share stories from my life. People can argue Bible verses and theology with you all day long, but no one can take away what God has done for you. On this episode, I'm going to begin sharing my journey to grace, healing, and love. I'll be sharing different dynamics of my journey throughout the season. I want to start with sharing with you all how I first remember meeting God and what God means to me. When I was around 4 years old, that's the youngest that I can remember. It could have been sooner than that. I started receiving dreams and visions from Jesus of what I'm living today. And that's the way that he revealed himself to me, was through dreams and visions. I saw myself speaking to large crowds of people. I saw myself laying hands on people and loving people, and they were being healed and set free from infirmities, bondages, chains. Like, they were just living radiant, joyful lives. I saw myself singing, dancing, performing, speaking. I saw myself traveling the world, like just all types of amazing things. Many of these dreams I'm now living today. And that's how he revealed himself to me. And it's funny because people will always say, especially growing up in church, which I'm going to get more into that, they'll be like, well, when was a pivotal moment for you? You know, when did you get saved? Or, you know, when did you do the sinner's prayer, which I don't believe in that anymore. You know, but I feel like I've always known God. I feel like I've always known God ever since I was young. Like, I just knew. I had an understanding and an awareness. And that's the way that the God I believe in, Jesus, revealed himself to me, was through dreams and visions that I'm living today. And I believe that God revealed himself to me this way and showed me these things because as a young girl, I went through very traumatic things in my childhood, including, you know, abandonment, abuse, being around a lot of drugs and violence and just a lot of chaos. And it was, from what I remember, it started around that age, around four. And I believe that God revealed himself to me to let me know that I was loved and cared for, and that just because that was my present circumstances, that that was not going to be my reality. I knew that what God had for me and who I was greater than my current circumstances, even as young as 4 years old. I knew it deep down. And I believe that God wanted me to know that he would always protect me, he would always watch over me, he would always love me, and that what I was going through could never define and determine who I was. As I was growing up, I grew up in a lot of religion and traditional church, especially growing up down, you know, and I learned very early on how to mask pain, how to keep everything inside. Like, I internalized a lot of my life for many, many years, probably up until my senior year of high school or right after my senior year of high school. And so I learned how to, you know, I learned how to wear a mask. And I honestly do feel that religion encourages people to wear masks, you know, and a lot of things that we see in traditional church, like a lot of people are not able to fully be themselves and fully embrace where they've been and what they're going through. And so I was a phenomenal overachiever, like overachiever perfectionist to the max. I don't believe in that now, you know, because I honestly feel that it was slowly killing me. I literally put so much pressure on myself. I was always wanting to do the best at everything and always wanting to prove that I was worthy and valuable. You know, I was able to cover a lot of the things that I was feeling inside, all the different insecurities, all the questions that I had, all the concerns about my life, all the fears that I was carrying. I masked them with perfection and was always doing well in school. I was bullied a lot and teased a lot in my childhood because, as you all can tell while listening to this show, according to stereotypes, I don't talk the way that someone would expect someone who looks like me to talk. Now, you know, being an adult and being comfortable in my identity, I realize people can talk any way that they want to. You can think any way that you want to. You can be anything that you want to. But I didn't understand that growing up. So I stuck out like a sore thumb because even though I grew up in, you know, ghetto neighborhoods, and, you know, impoverished neighborhoods, I love reading and I love learning and I love studying. You know, from a young age, books helped me to see things from a different perspective than just what was in my environment. But I was really bullied and teased a lot about that because I didn't fit in, you know, and I'm thankful now that I didn't fit in because I don't believe God created us to fit in. He created us to stand out and be ourselves. And then as we are able to embrace our true selves, we can embrace others as they are and we can come together standing out. I know I just made up a word there. And so I was always, ever since I can remember, I was always searching for more. I was searching because I just knew deep down I carried those dreams and those visions with me. I carried the way that God revealed himself to me. And he speaks to me in many, many, many different ways. But one of the main ways is through dreams and visions. And I carried those dreams and visions with me, you know, throughout my childhood and throughout my teenage years, throughout my life. My dreams have been my most faithful companions over the years. And I feel that for me, God is synonymous with dreams. Like, I don't separate them. I know a lot of people do, but for me, it's the same thing. Like, they are one and the same. I was always searching for more. I was always searching for who am I? You know, whose am I? Searching for more of my life. And I didn't find the answer in traditional church and religion. I couldn't find the answer there. I was always there, you know, because I love helping people. I love giving, you know. I love sharing my life with others. And so I would be there and I would serve and I would do all the great Christianly duties, but I still didn't feel fulfilled inside. You know, I still felt lack in my heart. I still felt sadness from my childhood and things that I've been through. I just didn't feel like a whole person. But I knew deep down, even in my darkest, my most challenging moments, I knew deep down that there was more. But I didn't know anyone who was speaking of it. I didn't know anyone that was sharing these things. I didn't know how to articulate it into words. But you know what? God is so amazing. He's so loving and so caring and so comforting that he finds us exactly, you know, he meets us exactly where we are and as we are. And was able to reveal to me the truth of who he was. Around 2011, I want to say it was around 2011, you know, I had been struggling in and out of depression for many, many years of my life, and I was doing, like I said, all the great, you know, Christianly duties and religious duties of fasting and tithing, giving so much of my money, fasting a lot, and, you know, serving a lot in church and helping others and giving all my time, giving all my energy, doing all the right, I was praying all the time, you know, everything, memorizing scriptures, you name it. Like, I did it, and I still was not happy. There was so much panic. I dealt with so much fear, so much anxiety, so much worry, so much stress, so much regret, so many insecurities and comparisons, but I was able to mask it through my perfectionism and through my overachieving. So only if someone was truly looking in the spirit could they see who I was. If they weren't looking in the spirit, I looked so great on the outside. So around 2011, I felt God sharing, speaking to my heart and sharing with me in so many words that, Sade, we are not moving forward in your dreams. We're not moving forward in these things that I've placed in your heart until I am able to change how you see me and change how you see yourself, change how you see others. You have been hurting long enough. You have been in this state long enough. I cannot take it anymore. I want you to know me for who I really am. I want you to know yourself for who you really are and others as they really are. When I was a little girl, I knew. You know, you may not always be able to explain it, but as young as four, I knew. But through life, through my challenges, through things that I've been through not being able to have that wonderful grace mentorship and that healthy support system, I didn't know, you know. But God is so wonderful that he still comes to us and he still stays with us. And so around that time in 2011, he began to strategically set up things in my life through where I was that led me into open doors of receiving his true grace and his true love for me. Because God is not satisfied with us living a life of only knowing of him. He's not satisfied of us living a life of destitution, of a life of feeling discouraged and in despair all the time. He's not satisfied with that. He didn't create us for that. And I don't believe he created us to live underneath and always feel worn out and always feel overcome by what we've been through and by what's trying to hold us down. And so 2011, I actually ended up going to a ministry school. And to be honest, I don't believe 85% of the things I learned in this ministry school, but I believed it at the time, and there was a few good things that I still learn from it today. But the main point is, in this ministry school, I happened to have two pastors and teachers in this school whom you all will know because I speak of them a lot and you hear them a lot on my show, on my other show, the Sade Champagne Show, Rick and Melissa Wood. They were two of my teachers in this ministry school, and I always had a different connection with them than I did teachers. Like, I love my other teachers as well, but there was just something different with Rick and Melissa. And also, I had a best friend at the time who was in this ministry school with me, and he had also been someone who's been very encouraging and empowering towards me, and he was starting to see things and receive, you know, an understanding about God's goodness and his love that was just so magnetic to me. And now as I look back, I know that Rick and Melissa were believing in the God and Jesus that I knew as a little girl. And so she would always post scriptures from the Mirror Bible, which you all know is another one of my biggest inspirations, Francois Dutoit. And so I remember asking her one day when I saw it on Instagram, I was like, Melissa, I was like, what is this? You know, who's this person that you're sharing scriptures from? And she's like, this is the Mirror Bible, you know, translated by Francois Dutoit. And so I'm like, I was like, I really love the way he's explaining things. And so I end up looking online and finding some of his videos, and he ends up talking about how God is not distant from you, talking about our original design and who God created us to be and how loved we are, and through Jesus that we are all one. And just, it was the most amazing thing that I'd ever heard. Like, I just began to listen to it. And between that and listening to it with Rick and Melissa, and also with my dear friend at the time, my life began to change. It began to change. I began to see things in such an empowered way. Oh my gosh. And that was when I would say I began my journey in grace, because I had been, like I said, living and this fear and this anxiety and this worry for so long, and this depression and this stress internalizing for so long. And through the ministry school that I was in, especially with Rick and Melissa, I was able to start receiving some healing. But like I said, once I ended up graduating from that school, and that's around the time I really started immersing myself in grace and the goodness of God, really starting to listen to messages that spoke of God's love, of his empowerment to us, of us being equal to him, of what it really means to know Jesus and who Jesus actually is. Like, he's not what I was taught growing up in church. He's not what I was taught in traditional religion. God is not the things that I thought he was growing up in that. He's so much greater and so much better and loves us so much more. It began to change everything. And so I've been on this amazing journey that has led me to wonderful speakers you're going to hear throughout this season. Even tonight, you're going to hear one of my biggest inspirations and my favorite speaker in the world besides Bertie Britt, Greg Henry, which you'll be hearing from him tonight. And it's just been a wonderful, amazing journey. I feel so brand new. Sometimes it's hard to be able to even explain it in words, but I will be sharing with you all throughout the season, and I'm looking forward to just continuing to open my heart and my life with you. And the wonderful thing is I'm on this metamorphosis with you. So as I'm experiencing it, you're experiencing it with me, and I'm experiencing your metamorphosis as well. And we are so loved. We are so valuable to God. He's much better. That's the biggest thing, honestly, that I've learned, is God is so much better than what we thought and what we've been taught. He's so much more loving and so much more wonderful to us. And how he sees us is so much better than what we've been taught. Now that you've heard some of my story, you'll be hearing more of it throughout the season. I want to introduce you to my castmates. We're going to start with my best friend, Veronica, first. She is a certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She also leads the Wellness Made Simple segment on my other radio show, The Sade Champagne Show.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, thank you.
So tell me about your journey to grace and freedom from religion and fear.
Okay, so I personally didn't grow up in a church environment. I did go to a private school, but it was, you know, that was Catholic, but we weren't really strong, you know, followers of the Catholic faith. And I did believe in God, but I believed in Him as I was taught at my school. And, you know, I wasn't really sure about it, but I knew that there was something bigger and He was God, you know. And So growing up, I wasn't, quote unquote, like very religious. I didn't go to church maybe during Christmas or Easter, but I never really followed a religion or was very religious up until I want to say it was like high school. I started kind of searching for something on my own, and I started looking into other different types of faiths and different ways of life and kind of dabbling into different things. And then one of my friends invited me to youth group, and I never even heard of youth group before. And I would always tell her, you know, sure, I'll go with you on Wednesday. But inside, I was like, no, I really don't want to go with you. And so I would tell her, I'll go with you this Wednesday. And then I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go with you the following Wednesday. And then finally, one day I went, and it was different. It was actually, it was cool, but it was different. I saw stuff that I'd never seen before, not in a bad way, but it was just, you know, like I said, different for me. And even though it was different, something kept drawing me back, and I kept going every Wednesday. So I started off with going to a really cool youth group. It was lots of fun. It was apparently, I guess it was different than most youth groups as I started, you know, being a part of it and realizing that we do things just a little different, which was a good thing, though. There was a lot of freedom there and stuff. And so from going to youth group, I started hearing more about Jesus, hearing more about the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I always felt like I had kind of a connection with the things of, like, supernatural things. And so when I got introduced to the Holy Spirit, it was kind of intriguing to me just because, you know, it seemed more supernatural, I guess. And That's what I was kind of, you know, drawn more to. So anyways, with me going to youth group, I went and I started having a relationship with Jesus and God, Papa and Holy Spirit. And I kind of stopped going when I was in my, I think I was 19, 20. I stopped going and I just kind of did my own thing. Then I started going back to church again. And, you know, the church like I went to was a really cool church, and they were really into art and all this other stuff that was really good. But for me personally, I started getting more into the religious part of it, where it's like I felt like I always had to perform. I felt like I was sinning all the time, even though I probably wasn't. But I always was picking at myself and seeing what I was doing wrong instead of the things that I was doing, you know, that were good. And with that being said, that brought a lot of fear into my life, a lot of guilt into my life. And so that's when I started getting really bad anxiety attacks, and I didn't even know what they were, that I even knew that they existed. I thought, you know, there was something wrong with me until I went to my doctor and she told me that I was getting anxiety attacks. And at the time I didn't even realize that that's the reason why, because of, you know, me thinking that I was always doing something wrong, that's why I was getting the anxiety attacks. And I didn't put two and two together. So anyways, I stopped going to church for a little bit. And, you know, even though I wasn't going to church, like, I still was experiencing, you know, anxiety attacks, panic attacks, and still performing and trying to please everybody. And that life was just not for me. I got so tired of it. I was just like, I had enough. I had enough of it. And I started seeing, you know, how unhealthy it was for me to think that way and live that way even though in other areas of my life I was thinking that I was healthy and trying to do things healthy, that part took a huge toll on my life. So then I met a few people, some friends, and, you know, they went to church and they started talking to me about something totally different than what I experienced with church. And it was more about God accepting me for who I am, me finding the gold in myself and loving myself and accepting myself, and more about God's grace, that He loves me no matter what I do or I don't do, that no matter what, He's always there for me, that He's always been there for me, that He's never left me. And all this was like really good news, because I didn't have to focus on like the negative stuff anymore, you know. I'm thinking that God was always looking at me, and I knew He loved me, and I knew He did see some, you know, good stuff in me, but for the most part, I always thought He was looking for what was wrong with me, and He wasn't, you know. That was a lie that I was believing, and something that I thought who He was, but He's absolutely not like that. And when I started loving myself and asking Him who He really thinks I am and how He sees me, I started seeing myself for that as well. And, you know, it helped with the whole anxiety thing, the whole panic attack thing, the whole performance thing, me feeling like, you know, I can always do more. You know, it helped with all of that. So I just can't see my life being any different than what it is now. I always want to live in grace and know and love myself and know that God loves me no matter what.
That's amazing. And to our listeners, when Veronica talks about living in performance, and you're going to probably hear that word come up a lot throughout the season on Spirit and Soul, performance means to put on an act, to always be striving as opposed to living from the passion in your hearts. So, for example, an example of performance would be, I am doing something for Veronica to make her my friend or to make her like me, as opposed to just doing it because I love her and because I'm already happy and because I know that I am loved. So there's a difference between living your life from love and from victory than for love and for victory. And majority of people are living their lives for love and for victory, not from the place of knowing that they are loved and that because of Jesus, we have already been made victorious. All right, so Veronica, what does grace mean to you?
Oh, that's a good one. Grace, to be honest with you, even hearing the word grace makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it means so much to me, but one of the things that it means to me is grace is love to me. It's true love. It's unconditional love. It's that I get to be myself and I get to be free in who I am and who I was created to be. And as I'm free in myself, I'm also able to allow other people to be free in themselves and live their lives and also see them for who they really are as well. Grace is me not, again, having to do things that I think I have to do just because I do it, but because I love to. And no matter how the outcome comes, I know that it's all good. It's all going to be good. That's what grace means. Like, it doesn't matter what the outcome is. I know that it's all going to be good. I'm still loved. I'm still amazing and awesome and right where I'm supposed to be, you know. Grace is also another word I think of is, or what it makes me think of is that I always get to start over again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the end. It's not the final say so.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately I feel like grace is freedom. Like when I hear the word grace, I just feel so free in a lot of different areas in my life.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And as you all know, Veronica is going to be leading the Woman to Woman segment with me on Spirit and Soul this season. So what can we expect from you as we are leading this segment this season? What can our listeners expect?
So what I'm hoping for is that you guys will be able to hear a lot about how amazing you guys are and how anything and everything is possible, how you're perfect just the way you are, how loved you are, how you can be free to be yourself, And again, a lot of grace and love and joy. I hope that you guys hear that and receive that too.
Yeah. And even though this segment is called Woman to Woman, we believe that both guys can learn from this as well, because the same advice and wisdom and encouragement that women need to receive is the same that guys need to receive. And not only that, I think it will help men to better identify with women and understand women. And so as we're wrapping up our time together tonight, what is the number one thing you want our listeners to know?
Well, what I would love for you guys to know is that you guys are right where you're supposed to be. You guys are perfect the way you are. You are very loved. We just want to encourage you guys and love on you guys and cheer you on. See you guys reach all your dreams and just live in complete freedom, knowing that you're perfect just the way you are. You're absolutely perfect, and there's nothing you can or cannot do to change that. But you guys just get to be who you are and love yourselves and love others and just live a really cool life.
Thank you, Veronica.
Next, we have my very dear friend, Ty Jordan. He is a great professor, functional medicine practitioner, speaker, and entrepreneur. Hey, Ty, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, Sade, I'm doing great. I feel amazing. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be on the show for us to have conversation over grace.
Tell me about your journey to grace and freedom from fear and religion.
That's an interesting question to me, because journey to grace, it wasn't something that I actually initiated. I didn't wake up one morning and say, hey, you know, I'm going to go on a journey of grace, and I'm going to experience this life of freedom and this life of feeling innocent and loved and adored by someone who, throughout the years, we were supposed to, you know, love the Lord and really express everything to him. But yet, going along this journey, it opened up a doorway. It opened up the heavens to say, listen, this is how much I love you. Come on, let's come on this journey together. And my journey into grace started back here 2007, 2008. I actually went through, I was married before. Marriage covenant was something that was reflective to me of our relationship with the Father, God's relationship with us, this covenant love, this lifelong covenant love. And in marriage, and also coupled that with being a part of a ministry in relationship and covenant relationship, just going through different challenges, going through different fellowships with different brothers and sisters in Christ, other believers, just opened up avenues that God revealed his great grace to me. And, you know, having come from a background of being a poor self-image, being bullied in school, all throughout school, my self-image really was very low, very low. My self-esteem was really low. And coming into grace actually settled me. It actually settled me into the person that I am today, that I've always been, because, of course, with marriage, it's supposed to be something that is unconditional, meaning that, you know, love is to be unconditional. Love is supposed to be without conditions. Love is supposed to be without demands and rules and regulations. And so, hey, you know, I'm in my marriage, and this is what was told to me, you know, like, hey, you know, love your wife as Christ loved the church, you know, speak kind words to her, you know, slow to speak, swift to hear, a self answer, turn away wrath. Like, all of these different advice was given to me pertaining to how I should treat my partner in marriage. And so when I start listening to, you know, certain programs on television, certain religious programs on television, when I started to just hear certain messages, I was like, hey, you know, something is not lining up here. Something doesn't make, you know, something doesn't make sense. So you mean to tell me I'm supposed to treat my wife better than how God treats us when we don't do exactly or we don't do a do-do, whatever? He breaks fellowship with us. Does he break fellowship with us? Does he now take back his provision? Does he now take back his love? Is he now, does he now become a conditional God based upon what we do or don't do for him? And it just didn't add up to me. So I just began to go, you know, he began to open up so much more to me, connected me with such great people along the way. I no longer have to be condemned, even in the midst of feeling that, like, what's going on in my life, or is God's word actually going to come to pass in my life? But guess what? His word has already come to pass in my life. That's what Journey into This Grace is about. His word has already come to pass in me, because he lives in me and I in he. You know, and that's just beautiful, that beautiful relationship, that now I'm with someone, my friend, who will never leave me, never forsake me, always speak good words towards me, no matter what.
So do you feel that that's what grace means to you?
Grace to me is like oxygen, you know. You know, oxygen in the body permeates everywhere. And any place in the body that does not have oxygen, guess what? You're going to have dysfunction. You're going to have illusions, disillusion. You're going to have confusion. So grace, practical sense, should permeate every area of life, meaning if it's in giving of our time, giving of our treasure, giving of our gifts and talents, being in the marketplace, being in the schools or the educational system, you know, grace should permeate those environments. Grace should permeate the business world. Grace should permeate relationships. So grace to me is a way of life.
So what can we expect on your Grace Fit segment this season?
Oh, I love that. What we can expect from Grace Fit segment is the term Grace Fit. I actually coined that term a few years ago from CrossFit. And anyone who don't know anything about CrossFit, CrossFit is a methodology of working out, or a philosophy of how to condition yourself, or it's fitness, right? It's conditioning, and it's a methodology, it's a philosophy. And grace is what God uses to show us that we are fit, that he conditions us, even in the business world. Some of the topics on the show is going to be on the segment. It's going to be grace and network marketing. It's going to be focusing on, you know, how we do business, platform of grace, seeing people as they ought to be, without fear, tactics, without bullying people into becoming a part of our company, a part of our business. We don't promote fear. We don't promote any negatives. Grace and network marketing is going to be just that. If you're in those businesses, those types of businesses, we're going to show some examples. We're going to just open up a conversation about some things, and just to get a different perspective on it. We also want to look at grace and relationships, because I believe that grace is not only a way that we relate to God or God relates to us, but we're equipped to relate to everyone else like that, no matter where we at in life, no matter where we at, no matter what we do, no matter our career, our job. If we're an entertainer, wherever we go, grace goes.
As we're wrapping up our time together this evening, what is the one thing you want our listeners to know?
Well, if you guys can actually go on my Facebook account and just look at some of my posts, One thing I've learned, I don't try to be dogmatic about anything I believe, or I don't try to, you know, belittle someone else's beliefs, but what I want us to do is actually just be open-minded. Be open-minded to receive perspectives, to have dialogues without feelings getting involved, just knowing that we are in this together, that God has put a dream on the inside of us, and that we should come together and work together, support each other, encourage each other, inspire each other, empower each other. Not in competition. We're not in competition. I don't have to put you down to elevate myself. I don't have to make myself or esteem myself highly than you to actually be received from the audience or public, whatever business that you're in.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ty. I'm looking forward to having you on this season, and we're all going to be getting to know you better. And Ty's going to be doing some amazing giveaways throughout the season, so make sure you stay tuned in to that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sade.
Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode, because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to, and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make.
I am not a mistake. I was created out of the overflow of love in God's heart. I was born out of love for love. I have always been destined for greatness. Greatness is where I came from. My value is not found in what I have, but in who God says I am. I have the same value as Jesus. My heart and mind are open to receive the love of God for me. I am worthy and deserving of unconditional love. I am worthy and deserving of joy, peace, happiness, and living my dreams. My mistakes can never define me. Success cannot make or break me. I am defined by grace. I live in abundant favor. I lack no good thing. I am free to be myself and walk in peace because God accepts me as I am. I don't have to wear a mask, fit in a box, or a label. My lungs, chest, and throat are opening up, radiating with life and hope. I can speak up and stand in truth no matter what people say or what challenges come my way. I live out of God's good opinion of me that was given as a free gift in Jesus. I am glorious. I am victorious. I am brilliant and creative. What I have to say matters. I have something of value to offer the world. I am a gift. My doing comes out of my being. There's really no such thing as failure because God works out all things for my good. My true wealth lies in my inner being, not in my material possessions. My best days are now and ahead of me. Everything is right on schedule. Even when it looks like I am losing, I am still winning because I will never be separated from the love, acceptance, an eternal life that there is in Christ Jesus. I live from the overflow zone. My spirit is being encouraged, strengthened, and hope is rising up in me. I am already good enough. I don't have to seek perfection or the approval of others because God already approved of me. I'm a beautiful visionary. I have a bright present and future. Jesus is healing my past. I am a radiant, beloved child of God. It is impossible for him to forget about me. I am forever ingrained in God's memory.
You're listening to the premiere episode of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Go to my Twitter or Facebook page now to see how you can win a free copy of my dear friend and one of my mentors, Melissa Joy Wood's Eliminating Fear book. Our final segment of the night is Who Said That? This is where I feature message clips from my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors. These clips are also another reflection of what I believe. Tonight's clip comes from my dear friend and one of my biggest inspirations, Greg Henry. Besides Bertie Britz, he is my absolute favorite speaker in the world. I titled this clip, Decisions, Decisions.
Man, I just feel like there's somebody in here that maybe is being confronted with some kind of a thing where, or somebody online, confronted with some kind of a thing where they find they're in a place where they think that life is found in their ability to make the right or the wrong decisions, where maybe they've had some things happen because they think they've made the wrong decisions, and so they see all this pain and death, and it's pressing in on them to try to convince them that life is found in the decisions you make, whether right or wrong. Listen, man, there's no decision you can make right or wrong that can separate you from the life of God. So even in the day you've made a wrong kind of a decision in this earth, let your mind not go to focusing on you finding life through your ability to make the right decisions, but let your mind go to the fact that the place you find life is Christ. Because if you think you can find life from making all the right decisions, you're going to bring more death to your heart. And so I just feel like there's somebody that thinks they're defined by the decisions they make. You're not defined by the decisions you've made. There's no decision you can make that can define you. God has made a decision about you that is the only thing that can define you. His name is Jesus.
Now I want to take some time to pray for you and your family. I'll be doing this every single week. I believe in the power of prayer. God hears even the prayers and things we don't say. He's not limited by just what we say or what we feel. He feels every single thing. I want to stand with you and your loved ones for every need and care in your heart. If it matters to you, then it matters to me, and most importantly, it matters to God. He is constantly at work, bringing everything together, healing you and restoring your life so that you will transcend every and any kind of struggle you could ever face in this world. To any of our listeners who are listening online, if you want to share with me your prayer request, you can press 1 and I'll bring you in on air, and you can share with me your prayer request, and I'll pray for you live. If not, you can just listen in, and I'm going to pray for you all as I feel on my heart, and also I'm taking prayer requests that were sent to me on my social media. So first I'm going to start with Jaquita Lenore, and she's asking for prayers for this new year for everyone, and she's working on an amazing project, and so wants to get that finished up in time and wants this project to go well. Father God, I thank you so much for Jaquita. I thank you for the dreams and visions that you put on her heart. I thank you that she is focused and she is refreshed this new year, that you are encouraging her and empowering her from deep within. Thank you that her project is going amazingly well and that she's going to continue to shine and excel and accelerate in everything that she lays her hands to. In Jesus' name. Also, praying for Margie. So I thank you, Father God, so much. They are asking for healing of his salivary gland, okay, and then also for a change in career or a financial breakthrough for his career. All right, Father God, I thank you so much for Margie and her husband, Steve. Thank you that you are the God of provision. Provision is who you are. You know every single need that we have, every single care, every single desire, and you don't miss or forget a thing. I thank you, first off, that you are bringing healing to Steve's salivary gland cyst. I thank you right now, even as we are even praying for him, that it's not only shrinking, but it's disappearing from his body, and that instead you are renewing and restoring his health to brand new. Thank you so much that you are providing for them in every single way possible. Thank you that you're opening the doors for them for career change and financial change this new year, that they're going to be able to step into things that you've been placing upon their heart, and, you know, for a while, and that it's going to be from a place of rest. Thank you that all their bills and their finances are going to be able to be paid on time, and they won't have to be stressed about getting certain things done. In Jesus' name. Also praying for Roxy Castillo. She is moving to Colorado this week. She's in the military, and so wants to pray that her move is going to be much easier than her last move that she went through, and that Colorado is going to be better. Okay? Father God, I thank you so much that you are making a way for Roxy, that you are providing for her and her new job, that you're providing peace for her, that you're providing joy for her and rest, that you're bringing her with people who are also on the same page that can encourage her and she can encourage them. Thank you so much that you are taking care of her mom and her sister, that they're going to be okay in their new home, and that you are bringing peace to them and their situation. I'm reading these prayer requests as I'm saying to them to you guys out loud. So this is all happening right now. And also for her boyfriend, that he's going to be strong because she's not going to be there with him consistently. All right, thank you, Father God, that you are keeping their relationship strong and focused centered on you, that it's overflowing with love and joy and peace, and that they both will not feel too discouraged or too saddened that they're not with one another, but that you can always have them feeling as if they're close together and connected in your love, in your heart, and the empowerment that you've shared with them. And thank you that you're just continuing to care for, that you always care for this wonderful young woman, and she knows that you care for her. Thank you that you are just bringing her new joy this year. I see that for you, Roxy. God is going to bring a lot of new joy into your heart this year. You've been worried about a lot of things, and he's just going to bring so much more joy to you. You're going to live in a lot more rest and a lot more peace in every area of your life. And no matter where you and your boyfriend are, I believe that God is able to strengthen your friendship, strengthen your lives together, and be able to help you continue to encourage one another. Also want to pray for Linda's son, David. He's having rotator cuff surgery on Friday, the 6th, so this Friday. All right, we thank you so much, Father God, for that. Through this surgery, you've given the doctors wisdom on how to be able to care for David during the surgery, that it's going to have a quick recovery. Thank you so much that he's going to be able to get all of his physical therapy in, and he will have 100% use of his arm again once the surgery is over. Thank you that you're bringing healing to him, and you're bringing encouragement to him that he's going to be in so much peace and not have to be worried about this surgery. Thank you so much, Father God. All right, anyone else who's listening in, let me know if you want me to pray for you, if there's a prayer request that you have or any words of encouragement that you need. I know this is the new year, and a lot of people, which is funny, a lot of people said that last year was horrible for them. I did have some challenges last year, but it wasn't a horrible year. And so I'm definitely praying for everyone. I want to encourage you that this new year, we can always be certain of some things. Number one, we can be certain that we will always be loved by God. We will always be loved by him. We will always be empowered by him. As I shared with you guys at the beginning of this segment, I believe that God is able to love and empower and encourage us in such a way that we're able to transcend every single struggle and challenge that comes our way, that no matter what's going on, we can always live in peace, and we can always be exactly who we are, and we can continue to live in joy even during the challenging times, and to know that it's not going to last forever. I just want to encourage everyone in that whatever challenge or struggle you're going through is not the final say-so of your life, and you're still able to be who you are. You're never far from God. He's closer than the very air you breathe. You're never separated from him. He loves you so much. He cares for you so much. He's always here for you, always working out in your favor. She's another good friend of mine. I thank you so much that you are opening all the doors in her dreams this year. Thank you that you're providing funding, any type of funding or resources or connections that are needed for her dreams that you put in her heart to come to pass. Thank you so much that you're encouraging her from deep within. Thank you, Jesus, that this year she's going to be able to just know just how loved she is by you in her spirit, in her heart, throughout her day, regardless of what's happening, that she's going to feel a sense of peace and a sense of encouragement. And I thank you so much that you are strategically setting up all her partnerships and all her relationships, that they're people that are on the same page as her, that are people that have similar vision, that are going to be able to speak life into her, and she'll be able to speak life into them and be able to get things done, not just people who say they're going to get things done, but they don't actually move, but that she works with people who actually move forward just like she does. Thank you so much, Father God. Also praying for Corey. She's another amazing friend. All these people are so wonderful. I love all of them very much. And even if I don't know you, to whoever's listening, I love you too.
also want to pray for Corey. This is one of the most amazing prayers that I think is for all of us, that she will know the heights and the lengths and the depths of God's love for her so that she can walk in exactly who he's called her to be and see that come to pass in this world. Father God, I thank you so much for Corey. I see you radiating, Corey. I see you radiating with light and with joy. Thank you so much that she is continuing to grow in an understanding and awareness of how loved she is by you and how encouraged she is by you. Thank you so much, Jesus, that you have brought great joy to her life, that you are renewing her dreams. Thank you so much that you're just asking her, even I feel, Corey, that God's asking you, what do you want to do? What do you like? What do you enjoy? And he wants to be able to bring your dreams to pass and those things in your heart from what you love. You know, he's really wanting to even to build an intimacy with you to know more about what you enjoy. Obviously, he knows already, but I'm saying for you to be able to feel comfortable enough to express that with him. Because I feel there's some desires deep within your heart. There's things that you carry deep within that you're excited about, that you dream about. And God wants to start moving from that place and bringing things to pass in your life from that place. All right. Also for Frankie, he's another dear friend of mine. He's listening in. Frankie, wherever you are in the country, I believe you're probably down south still. He's an amazing man of God. I am praying for all your dreams this year. I'm praying for your heart that you are continuing to walk in joy and even more joy, praying that there's lots of amazing opportunities that are opening up for you to just love on people and encourage them to travel, do what you love. And I really see that, like, this is going to be a wonderful year for you of being able to just, you know, enjoy life more. And I know you've been doing that now, and I feel like it's going to continue to accelerate. And thank you so much for your support and being such an amazing friend. This one is anonymous. All right, thank you, Father God, so much that you are helping this person to be able to finish school soon and without debt. I'm praying that for a lot of people actually this year. There's a lot of people that are in a lot of debt, but guess what? God is not broke. And even though people try to make it look like there's not enough money in this world, there is more than enough of everything because of Jesus. There's always more than enough. And so I'm praying for your finances, sweetheart, and that you are going to be able to finish school soon and that your debt will be able to be wiped clean. I want to give you all a testimony, which will lead into my next segment soon as we're ending up tonight, called Celebration Break. My brother, Raphael, he was graduating from school. He ended up finding out about this amazing program, which I'm going to message it, the name of the program, to people if you message me on Facebook and let me know if it's something you're interested in. And they literally were able to pay for, like, all of his debt out of school. And so my brother has no debt, and he only graduated about a little over a year ago. And so he's completely debt-free from college. And so it's possible that God's able to do it. And I'm not sure how much money it was, but I know it was more than 10 grand for sure, and that it was totally his debt, his wiped clean. And so and it just happened out of nowhere. We were like, are you kidding me? This is what God was able to do. And so I know that God is able to do that for every single person who's listening, who's struggling with a lot of debt this year. And I'm praying with you, and I believe in the fact that God is able to bring healing to your finances, just like he brings healing to every other area of our lives. Also, prayer for this sweetheart that she will become a better musician and performer. Okay, I'm definitely praying for you about that. If this is something that you desire to do and you're passionate about, I know that God has put that within your heart, and he will help you every single day to be able to move forward in that dream, that it can be from the passion in your heart. You know, because God's always share with everyone just a little bit at a time, and if it's from already what you're passionate about, you're going to see that dream grow. And then the more excited you are, the more that you're going to want to invest into it simply because you enjoy it. Friends in her life who will love her unconditionally and that she will feel supported. Thank you for bringing people around her who can support her, who can encourage her life, and just empowered relationships. Also for my dear friend Kayla, want to pray for her, prayer for her family, that they're going to live in more joy. And thank you that you're helping her family to also realize the wealth of who they are and who you created them to be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you are bringing health to their well-being. Also, I thank you for Kayla that you are strengthening her mind, you're strengthening her heart and her soul, building her confidence to see herself the way that you see her. Thank you that you are directing her path and her dreams and her aspirations, leading her to exactly where you have called her to be and what she knows deeper than her heart, and that she will have confidence and courage knowing that you have gone before her and that you're with her and that you're always for her. And lastly, I want to pray for another prayer request that was sent in was by my best friend, Christina Renee. Also, congratulations to her. She is pregnant, and we are praying for your amazing baby as he's continuing to grow in your belly, and also praying for your health, that you are that the sickness, your virus will just be gone, and you're going to be able to have a wonderful rest of your pregnancy, not feeling sick in any way, but you're going to feel strengthened from deep within. I thank Jesus for bringing peace to your heart and peace to your mind and your dreams, and also giving you strength, and also praying for healing for your entire family and every area. You are so loved and so valuable to God. As I mentioned, as we're wrapping up tonight, if there's any prayer requests that anyone has that you want to have me pray for you or encourage you about, let me know, and I want to make sure I get that in. If not, God already knows, and my heart is still in agreement with you for what's on your heart. As I was sharing with you all, I know this is a new year. Don't put a lot of pressure on yourself in order to get things right and perfect. God is not hanging a progress report over your head telling you to get it together. I know we've been taught that a lot, but I don't believe in that God. I believe in a God who empowers us through love and encouragement and kindness, and that's what brings supernatural transformation, where we actually feel at peace and rested enough to just grow into who he's already called us to be. And so I know that this is going to be a wonderful year, regardless of what things look like on the outside, or regardless of what challenge you're facing today. I know that Jesus has made us to be overcomers and conquerors, and I know that it's going to be through rest this year. It's going to be through rest, meaning that we allow him to empower us, and we allow him to fight the battles for us, and we just live from that place of peace and rest. And so as you're moving forward in your day, not thinking about how you can fix things, but knowing that God is the one who fixes things and brings it to pass for you and in you. Okay, and so celebration break. This is another segment we'll be featuring every single episode, and this is where I'll be sharing testimonies from my life and ones you share with me. And like I share with you about my brother and him no longer having any debt from college. I think it's important to celebrate every victory along the way, even the little ones. So as you all heard at the beginning of the show, I recorded a brand new song. It's my theme song in the studio. Shout out to TK, Caitlin Kwake, and Adam and Marcia Sordeme, who actually connected me with them. And so they are phenomenal. And so I really enjoyed working with them in the studio. Do you guys know that I've been trying to record new music in the studio for over 8 years now? You'll be hearing about this throughout the show, but I've lived a good portion of my life in the middle, meaning I'm not where I used to be, but I'm not exactly physically where I see myself going. You're like in the doorway. And so I had so many delays in this area of my life. And there were times when I feel discouraged because, you know, you need to have the right type of finance. You need to have the right type of this, or this needs to be this way. And so I just learned to focus in on what's in my hands right now and just allow God to help me through the discouragement and trust that he was working it out. And literally, after 9 years, almost 8 years, over 8 years of feeling discouraged in this area, and, you know, off and on feeling discouraged and feeling like, when am I going to be able to go into the studio? It's like literally God opened this door to where within a weekend I met this amazing producer and his daughter who has a phenomenal voice too, and we connected so well. And now we're already working on, as you heard, my new theme song. And now as I look back at it, I'm so thankful that things happened and the timing that they did, because honestly, 8 years ago, I wouldn't have been ready to record new music. I probably thought I would have, but my voice wasn't as free as it is now. I wasn't as open as a person, you know, in my heart, living more transparent and courageous and vulnerable. But now I just feel so free to be myself. And so I just want to encourage you all tonight that God is on time with everything that's in your heart, even if it doesn't feel like it's on time, because I don't know about you, but when I want something, I want it now. I'm getting much better, but still, we live in a microwave society, and so we want things, we want them now. But I want to encourage you that God is working out all things in your favor, and I'm so thankful for the way he did it, because now I feel that I'm working with the right people for me. We're on similar pages. We have similar visions and desires of how we want to see these dreams come to pass and helping other people in the world through my music. And so I know that this is the beginning of an amazing partnership, and I'm so thankful for that. And so I'm celebrating this amazing time of being able to record in the studio for the first time in 8 years, knowing who I am as an artist and where I'm headed and what I desire to share with the world, and working with other people who are supportive of that, and we're supportive of one another, and seeing dear friends like Adam and Marcia Sortime, who have been dear supporters of mine for so long, been wanting to connect me with this producer for a while now, and it actually happened. So I just want to encourage you all with that tonight. And as I mentioned, I'm going to give about 5 more seconds to see if anyone else has a prayer request that they want to share. And if not, then we're definitely going to keep this going for next week. So I'm super excited, and I want to encourage you in that. Celebrate every single victory along the way, even if it seems like something that's small, make it big, maximize it, because in our world, we're always taught to focus on all the things that need to be fixed and all the things that need to get done. But I want to encourage you that we can celebrate even the small moments, and we can celebrate the big moments, and it's a great reminder to us of how far we've come and also that God is always faithful to us. Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to the season premiere of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to TK for helping me to create and produce our theme song, and to Kata Mafioff, Grindhard Radio, for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. Thank you to my castmates, Ty Jordan and Veronica Escobel Winters, and also to Greg Henry for your message clip on Decisions, Decisions. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio show. Our final song of the night is Come Away by Jesus Culture. You are absolutely adored by God. You are never too far from Him and far from life. In fact, He is closer to you than the very air you breathe. He wants to breathe life into your being and show you how you've never been alone or forsaken. He wants to take you on adventures and help you to dream and love again. Next week's episode is titled, Who is God? We'll begin breaking down what God actually means, who He is, and what that says about us. Ty will be bringing a brand new Grace Fit segment. I'll be sharing more words of life, introducing Mythbusters, answering your questions, taking your prayer requests, and we'll have another celebration break. Thanks for listening to the season premiere of my brand new radio show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and I'll see you next Monday, January 9th, from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, right here on Grindhard Radio.